Welcome to Coffee with the President. Coffee with the President is an audio version of the traditional letter from the ACHE chapter president. Now, here's your host, Kathy Zavaleta.
Hello, I'm Kathy Zavaleta, president of the Minnesota chapter of the American College of Healthcare Executives, also known as ACHE Minnesota. Today's podcast provides a different take on volunteering for ACHE Minnesota. I'm sharing the story of my humbling experience number 1,457,983. And the story comes with a warning. If you thought that everything related to ACHE Minnesota runs perfectly, you may be disappointed by this story. This was an ACHE Minnesota event that didn't live up to its potential. Fortunately, there is an upside to this catastrophe. I'll get to that. And disastrous as it was, what happened proves how far our chapter has come. We're now regularly producing first-class virtual education events. But first, let me describe this sad story. It was one of our first efforts at using virtual technology. We are aggressively looking for ways to provide services to members across the state of Minnesota. The idea was simple enough. We had two locations for a hybrid virtual event. A set of panelists at one location in the cities complemented our panelists in Rochester. That way, participants would receive face-to-face credit at either location. It was a good idea, it just didn't work. Our planning had been impeccable, and things started off well. In fact, I don't think I could think of a more ideal setting. When you walked in, there were these huge picture windows with a gorgeous view. The modern architecture was just the tone we wanted to set for chapter educational events. Sam had event registration down to a science. As people arrived, there were warm greetings, heartfelt introductions to new members. The hors d'oeuvres for the after-work crowd, I must say, were quite lovely. And I appreciated the hum of engaged voices. That just felt reassuring. And then it happened. In retrospect, pulling off a hybrid virtual and face-to-face event was much more involved than we had really appreciated. The video connection, despite testing, just wasn't working. Fortunately, there was an experienced technician on site to make sure that the video part went well. Unfortunately, the technology still failed. The video connection looked like a fuzzy image from a 1950s black and white television show. Fortunately, the technician was doing everything possible. Unfortunately, the noisy static made it really hard to hear. Fortunately, our panelists stayed calm. Unfortunately, we couldn't understand what the panel in the other location was saying. Sam and I did the best we could to see if the tech problems could be resolved, but it was outside our control. I have to confess, that sense of observing a disaster from a distance, that felt like attending a birthday party for a stranger on my birthday. I wanted to be positive, but that's not how I felt. This was not program excellence. This was not what we had set out to do. And my sense of unfolding catastrophe just got worse as one participant after another left the lecture hall. Those who knew me mouthed the words, "Thank you," in my direction as they walked out the door. Other people just left one by one. If I hadn't been one of the organizers, I would have left too. In retrospect, we should have just called it off. I would have thanked everyone and suggested we all go home. At the time, I was worried that if we called it a night, participants wouldn't receive those valuable face-to-face credits. And I wish I had handled service recovery in a different way. I'm grateful, though. As ACHE events go, this was a disaster. Fortunately, we've more than recovered. ACHE has come a long ways with technology since then. We now manage virtual events with ease. But there's another upside. There's an unexpected benefit of volunteering for the chapter. ACHE Minnesota has provided a safe space to take risks. Volunteering for ACHE Minnesota means that I've been able to take on different kinds of projects. I've taken on projects outside my usual area of expertise. In working with ACHE Minnesota, I can experiment with different roles and take risks in a supportive environment. There will be another humbling experience for me. I'm already up to a career total of somewhere greater than 1,490,000. But what a gift to know I'm working with people who have my back. It's a great place to stretch as well as to contribute. So connect with your colleagues. If you don't have time to volunteer for an ACHE Minnesota committee, consider a short-term engagement as a mentor or a mentee. I'm going to make myself a fresh cup of coffee as I reflect and take in just how powerful my volunteer experience with ACHE has been. Thank you, and be well.
Thank you for listening to Coffee with the President. If you're thinking about serving as a mentor or volunteer, please contact us through email at contact@achemn.org, or for more information and how to join, please check out www.achemn.org.